Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Adina Schmidman, and I'm thrilled that you are part of this program. To mark the completion of Sifrei Nevi'im, we are creating a Siyum scroll, an online place to recognize your accomplishment, as well as hosting several live events. Please check out the details at ou.org/women/Siyum. Again, ou.org/women/Siyum. Mazel tov on this meaningful accomplishment and much continued hatzlacha on your future learning. Please consider donating to support this valuable programming at ou.org/women/donate. And now to today's perek.
Hello, my name is Marcy Stern. Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Zecharia Perek Tet, Chapter 9. In Perek Chet, Chapter 8, that we learned in the last class, the Navi enumerates some of the most beautiful prophecies describing Hashem's return to Yerushalayim, the peace that will ensue, the fast days that will turn into holidays, to name just a few. Hashem brings these psukim as a means of countering five of the seven reasons, according to the Barbanel, that the B'nai Bavel, the people in Bavel, didn't believe that the permission given by the Persians to return to Eretz Yisrael and rebuild the second temple was part of the process of the ultimate Geula. In Perek Tet, that we will be learning today, the Navi addresses the last two issues that impeded their belief in this second temple. Number one, very few Jews came up to Eretz Yisrael, while the vast majority of the land was inhabited by the Goyim. Two, no one sat on the throne of Malchus Beis David. If you remember, Perek Chet ended with the Goyim flocking to Jerusalem and grabbing onto the Jew and saying, Pasuk Chav Gimel, verse 23, Melcha imachem ki shamanu Elokim imachem. We will come with you because we have heard that God is with you. Perek Tet, Pasuk Aleph, verse 1 begins, Masa Dvar Hashem be'eretz chadrach, v'damesek menuchato. The prophecy, the word of Hashem for the land of Chadrach, which is in its resting place in Damesek. Ki l'Hashem ein Adam v'chol shivtei Yisrael, towards Hashem will be the eyes of mankind and all the tribes of Yisrael. The prophecy at the end of the previous chapter continues. The nations seek out the knowledge of Hashem to the point that Hashem's nevuah will extend from Yerushalayim all the way to Chadrach and Damesek, far off lands. Ki l'Hashem ein Adam v'chol shivtei Yisrael. All of mankind will turn towards Hashem and towards the Jewish people for spiritual guidance. The Radak continues, adding an incredible point, and I quote, Sha'atida Yerushalayim shetehe merchevet ve'oleh mikol tzadeha, that Yerushalayim in the future will widen itself and overflow on all its sides. V'sha'arei Yerushalayim atidim liyot magi'in ad Damesek, and the gates of Yerushalayim in the future will reach all the way to Damascus. Because in those days, all the eyes of human beings will be turned towards Hashem, and not to idol worship. And so, Nichlalot ba'arei Yehuda v'yiyu b'emunat Yisrael. And so these cities of Chadrach and Damesek and others of Tzor and Sidon and the Philistine cities that are mentioned in Psukim Beis and Gimel, Hay and Vav in this parak will be included in the cities of Yehuda, and they will have faith of Hashem. The Malbim concurs, Uva Damesek Yiya Menuchato. What does it mean? Uva Damesek Yiya Menuchato. As we had said, with Damesek will be its resting place. The Malbim says, Ma'ad ata menuchato b'Yerushalayim. Till now, the resting place of Hashem was in Yerushalayim. Tit pashet adamesek. The influence will spread all the way to Damesek, that will be the northern boundary of Eretz Yisrael. The map of the nation in Eretz Yisrael will expand beyond the map we are familiar with from the First Temple period and certainly the Second Temple period, which was more limited. The Ma'arikar adds, Kol ha'aretzot shesvivot Eretz Yisrael, all the nations, all these lands around Eretz Yisrael, kulam yiyu mugbalim meirov Yisrael sheyishvuba, they will be full of so many of the Jews that will live in their midst that the gvulos, the boundaries, will spread the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. Kibbutz Golios will bring so many people back that the land will be expanded because there will be a need for where these people will live. B'nai Bavel doubted that the second Beit HaMikdash, that during this time of Aliyah, could be part of an ultimate redemption because there were so few Jews. Hashem tells them now there will be so many in Eretz Yisrael that land will expand beyond its boundaries and Hashem's sphere of influence will be far-reaching. The psukim continue to describe that the goyim in the surrounding lands will be captured and subdued in good time. In Pasuk Tet, verse 9 of our parak, the Navi switches gears as he turns to the people and tells them, Gili ma'od bat Zion, hari'i bat Yerushalayim, be joyous, the daughter of Zion. Cry out in happiness, the daughter of Jerusalem. Hinei malkech yavolach, because your king will come forth. Tzadik, he is righteous, v'noshahu, and victorious. Ani, v'rochev achamor, he is humble, and he rides on a donkey. Va'al ayil, ayir, ben atonot, and he rides upon a foal, a calf of a she-donkey. Who is being described here? Although there are some who identify this person as Nehemiah or the Hashmonai leader, Yehuda HaMaccabee, who lived during the Second Temple, the vast majority identify this Melech as the Melech HaMashiach, the Messiah, who was a tzaddik, righteous in his ways, and who is from the house of David. He will be victorious, not out of power or strength, but because of his tzidkus. As Yeshaya said, he caught Eretz b'shevet piv. He hit the land not out of power, but from the power of his mouth. He is described as an anav, humble, and riding on a donkey, a lowly animal. There is no need for him to ride a sus, a horse. Radak says because the Jewish people will not need horses and chariots to subdue their enemies anymore. As the next pasuk says, V'ichrati rechev v'Ephraim v'sus mi'Yerushalayim, and I will eliminate the chariots of Ephraim and the war horses of Jerusalem. V'nichrata keshet milchama, and the bow of war will be destroyed. V'diber shalom lagoyim, and he will speak peace to the goyim. U'mishalom, mishalo, miyam liyam, and his dominion will be from ocean to ocean. Note that Ephraim and Yehuda will be one, united again, albeit with Melech HaMashiach being from Yehuda. Malchus based David will be established. Important point. Then the Navi adds, just as Melech HaMashiach is victorious through his righteousness, so it too will be with the Jewish nation. Pasuk Yud Aleph, verse 11. Gam at bedam briseich, also you through your blood of your covenant. Shilachti asirayach mibor, I will have released your prisoners from a pit. Ein mayim bo, a pit in which there is no water. The Malbim explains the pasuk so beautifully. Al yadei shemasarta nafshecha al kiddush Hashem. Jewish people, because you have given up your lives on the sanctity of God. B'meshach zman ha-galut, during the days of the horrible exile. V'shamarta dam bris mila, and you always were fastidious with giving your children a bris mila and shedding that blood. V'lo ratzita lahamir dam b'mayim, and you did not exchange that blood for water. Shehayum omrim lacha, shedai tvila, that the Christians used to say to you, no more, you don't need a bris milah, just immerse your baby, make him Christian. Oh, hazayat mayim, or sprinkling of water on the child. Vohu nichnas tam tachat dam milah, and this will be instead of the blood of the circumcision that you always do. Va'ata, Malvin goes on, and you, shamarta datech, you kept to your faith. V'shamarta dambrit, and you kept to this covenant of the blood of bris milah. Va'al yedei zchut zeh, and because of that merit, shlachani asirayich, I have released your prisoners, mibor, from the pit. Shehayita asur babor, you have been imprisoned in a pit. B'meshach yemei hagalut, in the days of galus. V'yatzat lachavshi, and now Hashem will set you free. The Mitzudas explains, Rotzeh lomar, Otziacha me'omek galut, just like a pit is a very deep and dark place, I will take you out of those depths of exile. V'him shil ha'galut labor she'ein bo mayim. And the Mitzudas says that he compares it to not just a pit, but a pit without water. Lefi, shebabor kazeh mitzuyim nechashim v'akrabim, because in a pit that has no water, there are snakes and scorpions, hamazikim, that will harm you. V'chein hayu b'golan, so it was in the galus, bein ha'umot hamri'im lahem, there were so many who tried to harm you. This is obviously a takeoff on the pasuk by Yosef, where they threw him into a pit, v'habor reik ein bo mayim, and Chazal say there was no mayim, but there were snakes and scorpions. Pasuk Yud Beis goes on, shuvu labitzaron asirei hatikva, return to the fortress, O prisoners of hope. Gam hayom magid mishnah ashiv lach, today too a second announcement, I will return to you. Return to Yerushalayim, your fortress and strength. Return to Hashem, your fortress and strength. You, B'nai Yisrael, who in Galus have been asirei tikva, prisoners to your constant hope to return to Eretz Yisrael and be reconnected to Hashem, you have been chained to this hope for 70 years now, Rashi says. To you, Hashem says, Ashiv lach, I will return to you. This phrase, asirei tikva, prisoners of hope, is echoed in the most famous poem of Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi called Zion HaLo Tish'ali. We read this poem as a kina on Tisha B'Av, as we are asirei tikva, the prisoners of hope, for over 2,000 years now, and wait for our time to return. In the poem, Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi asks, Zion HaLo Tish'ali, Zion, will you not inquire? Shlom asir tikva, about the welfare of the prisoner who is yet full of hope. Hashem says here, ashiv lach, I will return to you. The parak concludes with a description of Milchemet Gog u'Magog, the war that will herald the coming of Mashiach. Pasuk 16, Tetzayin, V'hoshiem Hashem Elokeichem bayom hahu katzon amo, and Hashem will come on that day and save them like a flock. He will save his nation like a flock of sheep. Radak explains, Kamosha Moshia Adam Tzono B'kohocho, just like a man will save his flock with all his abilities, Kain Yoshia Amo, so Hashem will do everything to save us ultimately. Kihu Tzono, because the nation are the flock of Hashem. V'yesh meforshim, some say, k'mo shehoshiyim al yedei Moshe. It is just like Moshe, shehaya ro'eh. He was a shepherd. And what did he do? He saved us, his tzon. Thank you for learning together. Le'ilui nishmas, Malka Esther, bas Tzvi Yosef.